Good morning, Boker Tov. Welcome to Devash Lefi. We're going to be looking at the passage in Revelation 2 and finishing up this week with Ephesus, the Kehillah, the congregation at Ephesus. Here we go. So to the angel of Messiah's community at Ephesus, in Ephesus. And remember, he's writing to Ephesus and to this very important, significant city. On the port city there, he says, "Thus says the one who holds the seven stars in his right hand, the one who walks in the midst of the seven golden menorot, the seven menorahs. Yeshua holds the stars, the messengers in his right hand, and he walks among them." So both are participles. He's presently doing so. He is monitoring. He is monitoring. He is inspecting the congregations and holding the messengers. He's doing so. He says, "I know your deeds and your toil and your patient endurance." Hupomeno in the Greek. Hupomone or hupomeno, hupomone in the Greek, to remain under. And how you cannot bear, and the Greek word is pastazo. You can't bear, you can't carry evil. Now he's going to use both of these words twice here. He says you've tested, you don't bear evil, you don't tolerate evil and let it go on. You've tested those calling themselves, they claim they're apostles, they claim they're sent ones from God, and they're not. So you've been in the battle, you've faced spiritual opposition, you know what it means to be in the battle, brothers and sisters in Ephesus, and you found them to be liars. He says, they're liars, and you've uncovered them, and you face this battle, and they're facing persecution. You have patient endurance. There's this word hupomone again in the Greek. Don't quit in the battle. You stay under the difficulty, and you have endured. Here's bastazo again, bastazo. You carry, you bear it for my name's sake. For my name's sake. It's not for your sake. It's not, you're not doing it for yourselves. You're doing it because of your love for me. And you have not grown weary. You do it because you bear my name. You carry my name, Yeshua. Yeshua, you're my disciples. You're my followers. And you've not grown weary. This word in the Greek is kapao. You to be exhausted, to be beaten down. So he's commending them. These believers, these brothers and sisters in Ephesus are doing an amazing job. They're weathering the storms. They really are. But then he says, here's the challenge. Here's the challenge and here's the correction. "But this I have against you." This I have against you. I do have something. You know, I was listening to a program on parenting, and they're saying, and parents are trying a different kind of parenting the last several years called gentle parenting, where you never correct your child, and it's just backfiring like crazy on all those that have tried it. You have to, there's correction. Loving, yes, loving, but firm and absolute correction. "This I have against you, that you have left..." You've sent away, you've let go your first love, your first love. Think about it. You've left your first love. Love for God is seen in my love for His Word. A dusty Bible, as they say, a dusty Bible. Now, think about it. There's no longer a love, a hunger for devotions and prayer. Does that ever happen? Of course it has, to all of us. No longer that hunger, that first love hunger for to be with Him, for drawing near to hear His voice, to be corrected by Him, to be counseled by Him, to be guided and directed by Him. And that's what happened. Now maybe it happened to them at some point along the way. So he's saying, you've left this. I have this against you. You have left that first love. Jeremiah said, God says through Jeremiah the prophet, Jeremiah, to Israel, he says, "Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, go and cry in the hearing of Jerusalem, saying, thus says the Lord, I remember the kindness, the devotion of your youth, your love as a bride, Israel," God says to his people, Israel, "when you went after me in the wilderness, in a land not sown." I remember, God says, when you had that love for me, Israel was holy to the Lord. The first, God says, I miss you. I miss that. I miss that closeness, that proximity. This word left, afimai, it means to send from. It's in the aorist tense. So there was a sending away, a letting go, allowed to become less intense. That love became less intense. It's sometimes translated, you've forsaken, you've abandoned that first love. Well, the first love is in the Greek, agapein, here, agapein, where I got agapeo. And it says, and the word is proptein, your first, first love, your first love. Well, John says, writes it like this, in this is love, is what the Greek says, 1 John 4:10, not that we have loved God, not that we have loved God. It doesn't begin with me, it begins with him, but that he loved us and sent his son as an atonement, a propitiation, an atonement for our sins. We love, he says later, 1 John 4:19, because he first loved us. First love, it begins with him. It begins with you, Lord, not me. It's he first loved me. So what is first love? To leave our first love, to let that go. It's I get out of alignment with his love for me. I need to stay aligned to realign myself with his first love for me. And that ignites my love back for him and for his word, right? Now I'm full in love, back in love with him and his word. So realign myself, realign with his love for me, because it all starts with his love for me. And this is what happens, you see. We get out of alignment. We get out of alignment. And so we, just like with a car, it's out of alignment, the wheel's out of alignment. It's gonna have a bumpy ride and it's not gonna be smooth. It's not going to be on the road properly. We get distracted perhaps. Perhaps tempted, perhaps other things happen. And maybe we'll go into it in the next time a little bit, what can happen. Perhaps wounded or hurt, or perhaps we get tempted and drawn away and go after the wrong thing and are foolish. But he says, remember from whence you're fallen. And he says, I want you to come back. And so it's a beautiful passage. All right, you have a Yom Tov. God bless you. And Lord, we thank you for your first love. For us. Amen. Shalom.